This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Dougster on Monday, back in the saddle, as it were. May the 7th is upon us. Dougster with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara on the DJV show. Jennifer has some trending items that she would like us to consider. So take it away, Jennifer.
All righty. Well, lots of people looking at the island of Hawaii. The pictures of coming out of Hawaii are just unbelievable. There is molten lava coming out of the Kilauea volcano, and it is just gushing all over the Big Island, even as late as Monday. This has been going on for the last several days. Yeah. There's an 11th fissure that opened up, and it's destroyed more than two dozen homes, spewing lava hundreds of feet in the air. These images, especially taken at night, are just pretty unbelievable. The 26 decimated homes were located in the Leilani Estate subdivision, where molten rock, toxic gas, and steam have been bursting through openings in the ground created by the volcano. According to officials, there are no fatalities or major injuries that have been reported since the eruptions began last Thursday, but pretty unbelievable stuff coming off the Big Island.
Yeah, you look around at some of the other things going on, big wildfire destroying homes in Arizona. And the horses that are dying there because of the drought. This is really something. This is sort of natural. I'm not sure what started the fire. Usually they can't figure it out. It's in the Coconino National Forest. An illegal campfire there sparked a blaze that has covered over 16,000 acres. 80% contained now, but this is a real mess. And up in Canada, I'm trying to remember exactly what, 85,000 acres burned over the late last week and into the weekend. Anybody find out what the latest is on that? There were a lot of people that were homeless. I think some people lost their lives in it, but I'm not sure exactly what the bottom line was. Meanwhile, 191 feral horses found dead in a stock pond on Navajo land in northern Arizona, according
to...
I had to look away.
These animals searching for water to stay alive. They burrowed themselves into the mud and couldn't get out. And that's what happens. It's like quicksand getting into those things. They get themselves in neck deep into the mud and then they can't get out. This is a problem. At one point in time, they were having more of a problem with donkeys, jackasses, and that sort of thing out there. I adopted a couple way back, I don't know, 40 years ago, when this first started happening. They didn't have the trouble with the horses, but now they do. And so there may be 50, 60, 70,000 wild horses running around in Arizona, and they're dying at a huge rate. This is a seasonal issue, apparently. Southwestern U.S. has had dry conditions for pretty much the last year. And now there's a drought emergency in the Navajo Nation. Drought, dryness, 6 million people also having to deal with this. 50% of the state is under extreme drought conditions. So
I thought Arizona was one of those states that, you know, did well
flooding
with
a lot.
You're capturing the rain when it happens
in the cities, but this is the desert areas. There's huge, vast, mile after mile after mile of uninhabited land. That's where these horses are.
It's pretty, I don't know.
In the cities, they do great. True. In Phoenix and Scottsdale, they're wonderful at capturing that water and using it for human life and animal life, of course, by extension.
Yeah.
Are you ready for something else trending?
Yes, Jennifer, please.
We talked about jackasses, so let's talk about politics, right?
Yeah. What's the latest on Julie Giuliani?
Julie Giuliani?
Yeah, him too.
Actually, the big story, and I don't know how much reporting is going on this, it seems that sources like Politico and The Hill, the places that cover politics, both on the left and the right are talking about this, but not many of the mainstream news media outlets, and I'm not sure why, but on Friday, A judge rejected Robert Mueller's request for a delay in the Russian troll farm case. Now you think, okay, that's not a big deal, but the Mueller investigative team asked for delays in the Michael Flynn case, asked for a delay in the Russian troll farm case, and asked for another special order in the Paul Manafort case. And this was the second smackdown of this. On Saturday, a federal judge said, no, there's no delay in these Russian citizens who are using social media to meddle in the 2016 election. And it comes one day after a federal judge who is presiding over the Paul Manafort case wrote a very strong statement to the Mueller investigative team saying, what are we doing here, guys? We're trying a case from 2005, which is even before Paul Manafort even met Donald Trump or had anything to do with the Trump campaign. You know, what's going on? Is this really the witch hunt that the president's painting? And when you have federal judges now starting to say that, it is going to take a crack at the credibility of the Mueller investigation. And, of course, that's exactly what Donald Trump wants to have happen. He wants to have chaos and disruption around this case so people either get so sick of it they don't want to hear it anymore, or he paints it as something that's not really reputable. So if they do find something, he can put holes in their argument. It just goes to the greater argument that this thing has gotten so broad that it's lost its original intent. And
yep.
Is that going to backlash on the investigators? That'll be the question.
All right, some people in the news. I want you.
I have one more.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Always in threes.
Please, sorry. Yes,
right.
Please, help yourself.
Okay, finally, I live in California, so I always love to keep you guys up to date on the latest wackadoodle messaging coming out of California. So now California is going to make renewable energy mandatory. California is going to require solar panels on most new homes that are going to get construction permits. So by 2020, there is not going to be a home, a condo, or apartment building that will be built without solar energy. And that will be in place in just less than 2 years. So 2020 is the final date on that. They're already going to start pushing people in that direction right now.
All right. Yeah. Hooray for Hollywood. All right. 13 past the hour. People in the news. Who said this? Quote, I would say multiple times in my life, people have felt the country was more divided than ever. And I've gone through periods where people I knew and admired thought that because the other party was in power, there would never be another election. Since 1942, there have been 14 American presidents. I've lived under 14 of the 44 presidents America has had. Seven have been Republicans, seven have been Democrats, one was assassinated, one has resigned under pressure. Through it all, America moves ahead. We survived a civil war. It's all net gain. In my lifetime, we've had divisive events. I started buying my stocks when I was young. The country was working then. The country really, really works now. And it always will have lots of disagreements. And after every election, you'll have people feeling the world is coming to an end. When you get all through with this country, it has six times the GDP per capita than it did when I was born. One person's lifetime, six per one change. This is a remarkable country. We have found something very special. Who said that?
If I I don't know, but if I took a stab in the dark, I'd go with 14 presidents.
I'm doing my early Geller impression right now. I'm sending you the answer.
I guess Warren Buffett.
Yes, very
true. Good job, Victoria.
I wasn't sure if he was old enough for 14 presidents, but I guess he is.
Yeah, he's 87.
He's
87.
I didn't know that.
He ran Berkshire Hathaway had their annual stockholders meeting over the weekend. And he was in charge, and very much in charge. He talked about the impact of escalating political tensions across the U.S. With that quote that I just read to you.
It also has such a tone of level-headedness that I think Warren Buffett is so known for.
Right. Yes.
And just he has such a common-sense approach to so many things.
Yep.
And he's right about politics. And
I think he started it. The headline you probably saw was Warren Buffett said he would love to be a baby being born in the U.S. today.
I didn't see that, but that's interesting.
Other people in the news. Jackie Patterson, disturbed by the notice in her mailbox, the confusion reigned after reading this harshly worded mailing from a company she never heard of demanding payment for an overdue bill. The payment read, quote, "This correspondence shall serve as final and formal notice to you that your account with us is delinquent. You must pay now. If payment is not received in full in the next 10 days, your account will be referred to a collection agency, which could affect your credit." But the bill that she had a copy of, a company she never heard of, the balance on the bill was zero. So you tell me the computers aren't destroying the world in a manner of speaking. Stuff like this happens all the time, but I thought that was especially poignant. Here's the reminder. I don't know if you remember this name or not. Debony Groves. Debony Groves was 21. She was the victim at the Waffle House shooting. Mm. She had dreams of walking across the stage. She was about to get her diploma and go practice social work from Belmont University in Nashville. On Saturday night, university paid tribute to her and her mother. Her mother walked across the stage to accept her daughter's diploma.
Ugh.
I saw that and I had tears. And actually, I thought it was really something.
So sad. Her brother was also got his diploma, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, the brother was, like, so overcome with emotion that the mom had to kind of help him off the stage. It was just
sad. Mm. Yeah, very emotional stuff. But nicely done and carried out by the university, it would seem. So we all have lots to be thankful for, folks. Don't let that escape from you. Between Warren Buffett and what he had to say and that reality, that's why I put them together the way I did. It is something to behold. We all have so much to be thankful for. It really is amazing. Just think about every day when you get up and what you have. I got this fabulous little bulldog on Friday at the rescue center, and she has already added so much. She's just cute. I was having some thoughts about how to do this. If you go to facebook.com/DJV show, you'll see a little bit of video that one of the folks that's close to us here in the program took in my backyard yesterday. And it's just a little bit, a little snippet. I'm going to take some more today. But I was thinking, my sister has been after, actually both my sisters, wanted me to name the dog after our grandmother, Hattie Marie Sands. So my sister says, and she's been lobbying for this all weekend, let's name the dog Hattie Marie.
And why doesn't your sister get a dog and name her Hattie?
Well, I just am looking at her, and she just isn't. It's Daisy.
It's your
Daisy.
Dog, and I know. You know her personality.
I'm subject to suggestions from people, and I'm not shutting anybody out. We had a lot of great suggestions on the Facebook page, and I thought, well, should we have a little vote? And now I've thought to myself, no, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Because I like the name Daisy May.
Yeah, and that's
so cute.
I don't know. She's a young dog, and she's had some health issues, but I really think that with your help, she's going to bounce back and be a vibrant little dog. And to me, Hattie just doesn't say that.
Yeah.
Hattie sounds old.
Yeah, Hattie's a grandma name.
Yeah, right. All right. Daisy May it is, 20 after the hour.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-To's.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Monday on the DJV Extravaganza. List of music put together for your listening and dancing pleasure by one Victoria Keelan with assist from Kara Schillen. And they always wonder, they're on the edge of their seat. Is he going to like it or not? All right, this is Leon Bridges. Song is called You Don't Know from his second album called Good Thing. Let's listen. I didn't know what to expect. I said to Victoria a couple of minutes ago, who are these people? I'd never heard of this guy before. But surprisingly, for Victoria and Kara's purposes, I kind of like this.
I like it a lot, too.
I don't even know. I don't know what this is, but I know that I kind of like it. My ears like it. What's his story, Victoria, again?
He's from Texas. He's a modern soul singer. And his first album was very throwback.
He's black.
Sam Cooke. Like, the first album. Now he's gotten a little bit more into the 70s and 80s. Like, in this song, I hear a little bit of Whitney Houston. I hear a little bit of Prince. There's a lot of, like, 80s stuff now that he's branching out to. But he's just got a great voice and a really cool retro kind of look.
Yeah. Well, listening to this, and I asked the question, not to be a wise guy, whether he's black or white, but sometimes you can tell it's pretty apparent, and I don't think it's, and I think it's not important one way or another, other than me trying to figure out who the guy is. So I like this, actually. Quite. I like stuff that you can move to.
Yeah, I know that. And so I know that about you. Yeah, but yeah. The funny thing is, I was saying to you off the air, too, inadvertently, as I was listening to new music over the weekend, this kind of all, a theme develops inadvertently, that all these artists that we're going to play have such a strong retro vibe. And so This is sort of 80s, the next song is 70s, and then the third song is kind of 60s.
All right, let's see what happens.
We'll see what you think.
Song number two comes from Lake Street Dive, Baby Don't Leave Me Alone with My Thoughts. My new album called Free Yourself Up. Crank this. You say this, you think this is 80s-ish? 70s.
This has got a 70s hook to it.
Yeah, it does. What's their story? This group's story. Lake Street Drive.
They're a group from New England. They went to the New England Conservatory together, and they've been, yeah.
Huh.
Crank it, Kara. This is sort of the 70s vibe. I don't want to get caught on the currents of my mind. Baby, don't leave me alone with my thoughts.
Would you be my human machine? Yeah. It's got a possibility there.
Variety on this album, too.
Yeah.
I listened to the whole thing. A lot of good variety. Yeah, very, very cool.
You and Lewis, what did Lewis think of it?
He liked it, too. He was doing the dishes while I was listening to music, and he was like, all right. And he was kind of dancing to this one.
Hey,
so
Annie, do the dishes. I got to do my deal for Doug.
Right.
All right. Number one song from a group called Cutworms, Cash for Gold, debut album Hollow Ground. I already like it. I'm not even hearing it well. Crank it up, Kara, please. What's the story of Cutworms, Victoria, will you?
He's a guy named Max Clark, and Cutworms is sort of his project name, but it's just one guy. He plays all the instruments, and he's from Chicago, and this is his debut album. He's got a cool Everly Brothers kind of vibe to him.
Chicago, where 74 people got shot over the weekend. Same Chicago, right?
Yeah, sure. Let's focus on the positivity.
Cutworms, Cash for Gold. I like Leon Bridges best of the three songs. I think they're all okay. Good. Thank you. 28 after the hour.
In today's automotive news, technology is exploding in new cars. Toyota have started adding SafetySense 2.0 into their vehicles. The new 2019 Corolla hatchback has a pre-collision warning system with full brake if the driver should not respond to avoid an object in their vehicle's path. But it comes with cyclist detection and pedestrian detection in low light, which are features that are attracting a lot of customers. The new Corolla hatchback also comes with intelligent manual transmission that helps you not stall your vehicle while pulling away from a stop sign. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers. Hey, Mom, what was that song? Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information while diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now 34 and change past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen moving into some people in the news. I want to acknowledge some people who were nice enough. We had all those folks who sent in suggestions for names or agreed with names on Facebook. Thank you. Facebook.com/DJV show. I'll try to post some stuff as I can of Daisy May kind of falling into the fold, as it were. Also, I want to thank Joan Slamenda, who is a listener in Louisiana, for sending a hello. And then there was Kim Baker, who sent along. She was listening to the program because she was sick. And I thought, oh, that's too bad. Sorry you're sick. And then she said she really wasn't sick. In the note, she just didn't feel like going to work. And I sort of engaged her for a moment back and forth. I began answering some, if you've noticed on Facebook over the weekend, I answered a few questions that came from people. This was something that I don't know. Sometimes when people throw things at me, I think it's just silly or just a test. But then I was thinking about the reasons people use for calling in to work sick. There are all kinds of them. The number one reason, though, ta-da, is a hangover.
I believe that.
Yeah. And whether that works for the boss or not, the number, let's see, 60% of people surveyed say that they, if they're not going to work, they say it's a hangover. And as a matter of fact, the survey, a lot of people thought it was okay to take a day off, but some worried about losing pay. If workers think the boss is monitoring how many sick days they take, isn't it more formalized now anyway, for the most part? How many days you get? I guess it depends on the size of the company. If you're sick, you're sick.
Yeah, you get a certain number of sick days and a certain number of vacation days.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, thank you for your connection. Let's move around the nation and around the world. Under a new French law, students who are rude and insulting to their teachers may be thrown in jail. Unless, of course, they're students at a French waiter school, and then it's part of their classwork. That happens to people, you go, especially Paris, right? Have you ever been? Well, you guys both.
Yeah,
well, I don't care. Where are you going to Italy next month, aren't you? Where are you going next?
I'm going to Italy, but I've been to France a few times.
And am I right? If you're in Paris, not the same elsewhere in France as it is in Paris, but Paris is.
Well, I'm a little confused about what we're talking about. You said that students would go to jail unless.
I just said there's a new French law that requires students to be respectful to the teachers. If they are not, if they're rude, they could be thrown in jail under the worst circumstances.
So I see. We're attempting to call waiters rude in Paris.
Yes, we're attempting.
In a really roundabout way.
We're attempting a little humor, a very little humor, apparently. So I guess I'll move on to something else.
Yes, some of them can be rude. I did not have bad experiences with them, but yes.
Okay. Sure. Here is the latest from China. Chinese personnel at the first overseas military base in Dubai have been using lasers to interfere with U.S. military aircraft at a nearby base. Activity that has resulted in injuries to pilots, prompting the U.S. to launch a formal diplomatic protest with Beijing. I just don't understand why the Chinese are so stupid. They have nothing if they don't have a relationship with us. We buy their crap, and we've given them the money that we're borrowing back from them. Why do they want to screw with us? I don't get it. It makes no sense whatsoever. What am I missing here? Does anybody wonder, as do I, why wouldn't you want to just get along with us? Thank you very much for your participation and your support. That would be the right letter, I would think, that would come from them. Instead, now they're screwing around with us. Maybe it's back to that whole business about power and control. Aye. Anyway, the federal judge in New York ordering Iran to pay billions of dollars to the families of the victims of September 11th. I find this very interesting, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
The ruling is largely symbolic because it's not going to get any money from
right,
these guys.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
It fined Iran, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, and the Iranian Central Bank $12.5 million per spouse, $8.5 million per parent, and $4.25 million per sibling. This is a broader set of lawsuits that have been consolidated over the years. Imagine, this goes back, the suits were filed early in 2002. Saudi Arabia was the main target of most of the suits, many of which alleged the country ate. What do you mean alleged? They all came, 19 of them came from Saudi Arabia. That makes me crazy. No alleged at all. They were from Saudi Arabia. And now we whitewash all of it because of the new prince and yada, yada. They have been our number one enemy in the Middle East, and we've cozied up. It's sort of the same mindset. Why would they screw with America because we help them more than any other country does? It's the same as the Chinese. Why would you screw with us? Does it make any sense to anybody?
No, it doesn't.
No. It doesn't make any sense.
But see, the interesting thing, though, is I remember, because I'm in New York City, and Chuck Schumer was very adamant about passing that law that would allow families of the victims of 9/11 to sue Saudi Arabia or whomever ended up being sort of culpable. But I remember Obama was really against it because he said it would open up the United States to similar lawsuits from other countries.
Yes, I remember.
Which I understand that too. I kind of see both sides of the story here. Mm-hmm. But if we can't enforce it on either side, then what's really the harm?
What's the point? What's the good? What's the bad?
Yeah.
The circumstances. Why
because you, it's not like you can just put a judgment on Saudi Arabia. You know, yeah. You can't garnish their wages. It's how are you ever going to get this money?
You're not. Any more than the business with Iran. Right. You're not going to get any money out of them.
Right.
They laugh at you. Hey. All right, here's the scene this weekend aboard the cruise ship Carnival Dream. Have you seen this? Comparisons to the Titanic?
Ooh.
Every stateroom.
I don't think that's a good thing to compare any ship to.
No. One passenger said people were relocated upstairs on the deck to sleep on yoga mats because their entire floor was flooded.
Oh.
How about that? This is a Facebook posting, and you can look at on Facebook for Marla Deanne Haas, H-A-A-S-E, who's a passenger, posted images. They got an internet connection, apparently, and she says, we're flooding on a cruise. We heard the violins and the silverware all came crashing down. What in the world? Please say a prayer for us.
Wow.
The
there's
violin,
footage that...
obviously, was the Titanic reference.
Right.
So, yeah, go ahead. You were saying.
There's video footage now on Twitter,
yeah.
And this just, it looks exactly like
the Titanic.
Scene from the movie,
yeah.
Titanic.
Right.
When Kate and Leo are wading through the water. That's what
yeah.
it literally looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Apparently, a water main broke and 50 of the staterooms were flooded.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
jeez.
I see the pictures of that. Yeah, and again...
Oh, and then all your luggage is ruined.
Yeah, everything's ruined.
Oh.
Wow. What a horrible, you know, you wonder about maintenance and stuff. What a horrible... These people have a lot of bad rap, and I think some of it is deserved, frankly.
Yeah. I've only been on one cruise in my life, and yeah. it was enough. I'm good. I don't need to do another.
I've been on four, and I can't. The Mermoz was a great thing, the classical music cruise. But I've taken a couple of listener cruises, and it was nothing. That I slept through most. slept through most of it. All right, let's see here. Bad Vlad is back. Mr. Pukin Putin was sworn in.
Что им двигало?
Стремление
заручиться поддержкой украинской
номенклатуры
или загладить свою вину за организацию массовых репрессий на Украине в 30-е годы.
Understand everything you say.
Oh, yeah, he sounds very grateful to have been elected by his people.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely, they definitely weren't coerced into it.
Yeah.
Right. Wink, wink.
Slogan is vote for me or I'll shoot you.
Not funny.
No, he had amazing. He didn't have any serious challenges either. Everybody thought he did such
they
a fabulous
all in jail.
Job.
Yeah. Everybody who tried, they were in jail. They couldn't even vote for themselves.
Pretty amazing. All right. The situation at the University of Florida, where the president apologized after a couple of black kids were manhandled off the stage for celebrating during the graduation. Not supposed to celebrate during. You're supposed to celebrate after, apparently. But it didn't look good. It's that, you know, the stuff that goes viral, the picture or the video says, what do they say, picture's worth 1,000 words.
Mm-hmm.
And this was bad. There was,
well, what were they doing to celebrate? I mean, have they ever been to a graduation?
Dancing on the stage, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so just
walk
across
their caps
the stage.
And stuff like that.
It happens
to
literally every single graduation that has ever happened.
Well, you would think that they, I don't know. I remember when I graduated, I was just glad to get the hell out of there.
Well, yeah, but it's just, I don't know, it's frustrating because the idea that, like, you would punish people for, unless they are literally ripping down banners and, you know, causing crazy havoc, like, the idea that you would punish people and pull them away for celebrating on their graduation day.
What did you do
to
celebrate, Kara, after you graduated from college? What did you do?
I went to get dinner with my family immediately mm-hmm. afterwards, and then I think we had a party or something. Or we had, like, a party in the week leading up to it, and then I got the heck out of there.
What'd you do, Victoria?
Same exact things, family dinner. This video footage, though, is it is ridiculous. These kids are basically just sort of dancing their way up to the podium, and then this guy comes out of nowhere, like a bodyguard, and just rushes them off the stage, tackles them practically. Women, too. There are girls here. This is ridiculous. Whoever
that's
that guy is.
Yeah,
and he's obviously a faculty member because he's wearing one of those colorful robes. So, oh, my God.
I used to love graduation at Heidelberg when I was on Board of Trustees because I managed to procure myself a puffy PhD cap instead of the flat one. So everybody always thought that I had a doctorate of something. because of the hat that I wore. But when I graduated from Heidelberg and got my I was going to say discharge papers, I got my my graduation certificate. There was nobody there for my family. I got in my car and I drove to the radio station and did a shift. As soon as I was off the air, off the platform, over to the radio station I went, and was on the air to describe kind of what happened. Just another day, in a manner of speaking. But it should be something, if you really have your family around, kind of cool to have that experience. Here's another thing that's cool for you and your family, most specifically for your mother. You want to guarantee that your mom smiles with you and at you? Mother's Day around the corner. Now you can use promo code Doug to save 15% on Bouqs Flowers. Bouqs, B-O-U-Q-S, B-O-U-Q-S. This is a fabulous experience. Your mother is going to, you want to have the best gifts. And chocolate and stuff like that is not good. This is nothing but good for your mother. All right, so don't fall into the trap unless you want the chocolate strawberries for you. Never mind. Your mother is going to be much happier with something that won't add to her waistline and she can keep around the house for days and days and days, in fact, weeks. My Bouqs flowers are just now opening up. Ladies, have you got your flowers yet? Did you both get the flowers?
I believe mine arrive tomorrow.
Ah, okay. All right, so yeah, you have some time for Mother's Day. I didn't know you're not a mother yet. Or are you trying
to? No, I just had them sent to me.
Really?
Oh. Yes.
You didn't send her a fancy Nancy?
Nope.
Good God.
I already got her a present.
No.
Well, I'm sending some to my mother, and they're getting there on Thursday. So.
The Bouqs has farms all over the place, and they are producing flowers that are so gorgeous. People are talking about them. Go online and look and see what they have. See what the prices are. You'll be fabulously impressed, and you'll order. And the time to do it while you think about it is now. You don't want to wait till the last minute. Get the best flowers at Bouqs.com. B-O-U-Q-S. Bouqs.com. Use the promo code Doug. Save 15%. That's at Bouqs. B-O-U-Q-S.com. Take it from us. This is the best, the most fabulous way, and the best buy of the season at Bouqs.com.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Today, the focus of this next portion of the DJV show, I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria and Karen and I have Chuck Curry, our movie man. Music from Rambo playing in the background. All right, Chucker, let's have it. What's going on?
Much to my surprise, Doug, it was announced over the weekend that there's going to be a fifth Rambo movie. The big surprise was that 71-year-old Sylvester Stallone will come back to star. It's about Rambo fighting a Mexican drug cartel. I'm there. I'm first on line. You want to be second?
Are they going to do another one of the Inescapables, or what are the Expendables?
Expendables?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem that way. There's some sort of riff in terms of the production company and Sylvester Stallone. They were going to do it, and then he parted ways with the project, and it appears to be in some sort of limbo. So I'm going to say on the foreseeable future, the answer to that question will be
so,
no.
But he's doing another Rocky. He's got another Rambo. He's in good shape. Yeah. He takes a lot of drugs, so he keeps himself in good physical shape.
That's the way to do it. Yeah, that's the way
apparently
to do it.
Apparently it is. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. I mean, I have a lot of respect for the guy, frankly. I think he's done. He started out with nothing. And the odds were against him. He couldn't sell the Rocky script to anybody. And then when he did get somebody to buy it, he said, the only way I'm going to sell it to you is if you make me the star. And they all looked like him, like looked at him like he was crazy. But he pulled it off. Look at how wonderfully well.
Absolutely.
That movie wears so well. Anyway,
of course. He's had two iconic pop culture characters, Rocky and Rambo. It's a pretty good legacy for any celebrity
right.
or actor.
Exactly, right. All right, I have a movie quiz for you. You want to take the, I'll give you the question, and you want to think about it for a minute, and let's see if you can get it right away. You ready?
Go ahead.
Name the movie from these clues. Wonder Boy, New York Nights, Sports Writer, Roy Hobbs.
Natural.
The Natural. Isn't that a great movie?
It is a great movie.
So much fun. All right, Chuck is going to see which movies had box office muscle for us right after this.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of... reasons?
Jimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has an online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one, for whatever reason life requires you to stay put, get takeout with online ordering and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
Who knew that Nicolas Cage was a huge comic book fan? He's selling his big magazine collect magazine. Good. Well, yeah, comic books, magazines, comic magazines, at a Comic-Con coming up this year. But he's always broke, isn't he, Chucker? Is that the kind
of... He had some sort of issue where he owed a ton of back taxes. He had a very good career up until, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, and then he started to do movies that appear on the Walmart shelf on a bi-monthly basis to basically just, I don't know what they pay him to do these films. It can't be much, a few hundred thousand dollars.
You think that's all?
I don't think it's maybe, I can't see the production budgets being high on a lot of these movies, but he makes so many of them. But it really, it's hurt his legacy in terms of quality of product that he's put out. It's sort of bizarre.
What had muscle over the weekend?
The Avengers Infinity War, number one, once again, $112 million, $450 million in 2 weeks. This film's hit $1 billion worldwide already. The comedy remake, Overboard, did 14.7. That's actually a solid number on 1,600 screen stars. Anna Faris, A Quiet Place, 7.6. The horror thriller, 159 in 5 weeks on a $17 million budget. That is a massive hit. There will be a sequel. I Feel Pretty with Amy Schumer plays fourth, 4.9. In 3 weeks, and Rampage, starring The Rock, 4.6, ran up the top five. Tully came in sixth, $3 million. I got a chance to see it. I'll say this. Charlize Theron is terrific in the film. This actress named Mackenzie Davis is outstanding. The chemistry is great. But the film is really dour. It plays like
dark.
A bizarro Mary Poppins, and it's very, very dark.
Very
can't
dark.
Say I enjoyed it, but I found it very watchable, and it made me think when the movie was over.
It's all right. That's good sometimes. Chuck Curry on the...
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.